our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
I mean, you can.
Hello,
like,
and welcome to the.
Hi guys.
How do we put all of our Daha?
Said it before I could.
Dan's here.
I'm here.
That's the gist of what happened just now.
We're doing a podcast.
We're in the middle of watching the second season of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and it's great. But then I remembered we do a podcast. And we bought a car today.
We do a podcast every week.
We do a podcast every week, but also, somewhat more importantly, we bought a car today.
We buy a car every 10 years.
Yeah, we sold our cars, both of them.
Traded
them in
my car.
And bought a new one.
Did you get both?
Yeah, we did.
That's hardcore.
We have one car
now.
We
got $1,250 for both of our cars. Because my car...
And I just spent $750 on
mine. Yeah, last week spent $750 to fix your car, and then we traded in for like $1,000.
You guys want some ice cream?
Yeah. Obviously.
I think you know the answer.
The answer's always going to be yes.
If anyone asks me if I want ice cream, the answer is yes. Yes, I do. Is there ice cream?
Well, there's like ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, we have ice cream. Oh, our snack.
That was our... Well, we already had one. Does it count? Can you have...
You can have two.
What else is
the
our
same
snack? Is those crackers I made. Remember I made... Get them. Get the things.
Little Cheez-It crackers?
Yeah.
I made Cheez-Its.
Dan is comfortable enough in our kitchen that he has sought out a plate and a knife.
He knows where they live.
And he's cutting up ice cream and probably going to cut all of his fingers off. Don't cut all your fingers off.
Tastes like a Cheez-It.
It's a homemade Cheez-It, so it tastes different. And there's no salt on top. You need salt on top.
No, it's fine.
Dan, you can have a homemade Cheez-It.
Cool, you guys want some ice cream?
Oh my god, ice cream. Would you like a slice of ice cream?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a slice of ice cream.
I'll take this one.
I'm going to take the clean slice. By clean, I mean it has less cookie on the edge.
Oh, man. There's like ice
oh,
cream.
No.
There's like a cookie.
Huh?
Yeah, ice cream.
Yeah, there's ice cream, and then it's cookie. And there's two cookies, and then there's ice cream, and then the outside has cookie crumbles on it. It's like, I don't know who came up with this, but like, they deserve a lot of money.
It's Oreos, even.
Yeah, it's Oreos, dude. Uh-huh. It's like really a good idea. So we bought a 2015 Honda Fit with... 6,001 miles on it.
It said
5,994 or something. And then we test drove it and it ended up at 6,001. We paid so much money for it. Like so much money. Like a third of what I owe on student loans, we just decided to pay for a car.
More value?
Yeah. You can resell a car, you can't resell a student loan. I mean, you can. Mm-hmm. You can't reach out like a degree.
I've debated selling my car.
Yeah.
Mostly because I steal a truck most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of like why we only bought one car.
Yeah.
Because we don't need two cars.
Because we're moving to Seattle in a couple weeks.
Oh, well, yeah.
But won't you need two cars there?
No.
Maybe you'll see a bus pass.
Yeah, it'll be. We're planning on mostly taking public transportation, so we really shouldn't need. Two cars.
Oh, this is Sunday
food. Sunday food.
I'll do that right now.
Adam is going to do our budget. Maybe you don't. Maybe do it some other time.
Pay the pros. Hashtag.
Maybe do it some other time while we're not.
Most exciting podcast.
Hashtag. Pay the pros.
How about you talk about that? That's the thing you care about.
Hashtag hash browns.
Hashtag browns. Hash browns tag.
Can you make hash browns in the shape of what is it? It's an oct or something, right?
Octothorpe.
Yeah.
You're an octothorpe.
Yeah, I am.
Ooh.
I have eight thorpes.
Do you need some burn cream?
You have never even seen all my thorpes.
Maybe you should get that checked out.
Yeah, well, I hide them because there's stigmata.
There's a stigmata attached to Octothorpes.
You have stigmata too.
No, that's
I have a stigmata in every one of my Thorpes.
One of the coolest things about The Sopranos is sometimes they just misuse words.
Like, hilariously.
But like...
Nobody acknowledges it.
Right. Because it was like the boss of the New York family said stigmata.
It's pretty great. Well, anyway, I wanted you to talk about the magic thing.
Oh, so Wizards of the Coast decided to... Well, they used to pay Platinum Pros...
these are people who are really good at the game.
Right, they're the guys who go to every weekend event, mm-hmm. and you see them all the time. They used to pay them $3,000 to go to the like Pro Tour. They
just for showing up.
For showing up.
Just to get there before any
like,
prizes.
But they earned it because they go every weekend. They go play Magic at the Grand Prix, mm-hmm. show their face, you know, so regular peons can see them there,
mm-hmm.
and be like, oh, I know them guys,
uh-huh.
and play against them.
That's what I always say. I know them guys.
Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, hey, that's John Finkel or that's LSV. Look at him play Magic.
Uh huh.
But now they Wizards decide instead of paying $3,000 per Pro Tour appearance, they're going to pay $250, which is, you know, about 8% of what they paid before.
And they announced this and they said, oh, we're also going to retroactively apply that to everything from this past year, you guys.
It's anybody who already earned it for the next season.
Yeah.
It's like they just went to every event for no reason.
Yeah. Yep.
I feel like that's a typo. But it's probably not.
It's not. No. It was a typo. They would have corrected it by now.
Yeah. No, they're like... And then the next day after they announced that, they premiered the documentary about Magic and being a pro.
My theory is they were doing that timing to soften the blow. But what I think it really did was the documentary shows pretty clearly that people are still poor playing Magic. Like, one guy's still living with his mom.
Yeah, like the number one ranked player in the world, Owen Turtenwald, mm-hmm. still lives at home with his mom.
Yeah.
Because he can't afford to do anything else.
That's also why a lot of players probably go to poker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why a lot. Like, a lot of the top players are top poker players, too.
Yeah.
Because they make, like, $1 million doing that.
Yeah.
So...
Because you can make $1 million playing poker.
It's really hard to compare Magic to anything else where pros earn money, right? Besides poker.
Mm.
But poker, you make... $1 million, you know, if you win really big.
Mm.
And it's never going to be that for Magic, even though there's... a huge player base.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but there's nothing really besides poker I could think of that was kind of even similar at all to Magic. You could stretch into, like, online games, like StarCraft or something. That
people are talking about, like e-games and how they pay, like, $1 million payouts for tournaments and stuff.
Yeah, it was, like, the Blizzard game. Heroes of a Storm had a huge payout.
Yeah, that's a game I barely even have heard of. Like... I think that Wizards of the Coast is making a wrong move here. Because they clearly have been growing for the past few years. Everybody knows their player base has been growing, their popularity has been growing, their income has been growing, and they're just
all over the pros.
Yeah, they just shit all over the faces of Magic, which is going to do two things. It's going to make them feel like shit, and it's going to make all the players feel like it's not worth trying to get better because being a pro doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I don't think this
could be good for anybody.
I don't understand what they were doing or how
are they supposed to have pros if they can't actually be professional?
Yeah,
exactly. You can't. You said they increased the prizes, though, right?
They increased the prize of one tournament, the World Championship.
Okay, which most people don't even get to go to. Even most of the pros don't get to go to.
Yeah, you have to win a Pro Tour to go to the World Championship. So it's basically the Pro Tours are now just a qualifier for the World Championship.
Yeah. It's already hard enough to qualify for a Pro Tour.
Yeah. You have to go through a pre-PTQ.
Yeah.
And then you win the PTQ, and then you go to the Pro
Tour.
Yeah,
so pre-PTQ is pre-Pro Tour qualifier. It's like a qualifier for the qualifier.
Yeah.
And then you get into the qualifier, and you have to win the qualifier to get into the thing, and then now they're going to treat that as another qualifier for the World Championship.
Yeah.
Don't you have, like, regional ones, too, in there somewhere?
But sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the regional PTQs. There's so many barriers of entry that they're going to... Not only are they making it worse for all the players who are existing, but for minorities who are not represented as well in Magic, like women, it's going to be even harder to break through because there's going to be a smaller pool of people. I don't know. This can't be good for anybody.
I don't see how it can. I think it's good for Star City Games.
That's true, because they're going to end up doing all the stuff that the Pro Tour is not.
Yeah, because people, as of previously, people either decided to play all Magic or, you know, Grand Prix and Pro Tours and get the points that way. Or go all in on Star City Games and do all their events.
Yeah, I think Star City Games is going to make a ton of money off this. Yeah. And I don't know. I really wonder who decided, who made this call, you know?
My guess, just the theory, is that it's the lawyers.
Really?
Because of the shit that was happening with the judges. Because they didn't want the judges to be counted as Wizards employees.
And oh,
because
that's
the judges
right.
were trying to sue them, like, to get paid because they were working for Wizards. What are you?
Where does Crackers go?
I put them over.
Why? Why are they not in my face? Yeah, so judges currently don't get paid to judge.
No.
It's on a volunteer basis.
They only get compensated by whoever tells them to become a judge.
Yeah, they get compensated by, like, the store, whoever's running the event, but hopefully.
Who else don't get compensated for that?
No, yeah. They have to just pay that out of pocket. It comes out of their tournament earnings, so it's not good.
There's something broken.
There's something definitely broken. Yeah. I really hope they can scramble to fix it, because
I think Magic has been very broken this year, especially with all the judge stuff in the Southeast.
Oh, that's right, with all the spoilers and stuff, yeah.
All the Legacy stuff and the Star City stuff. A lot of Magic drama.
They're really going to have to get a handle on that.
Oh, the when they said they can't use proxies anymore.
That too.
Yep, that too.
But like Star City has like quit doing Legacy tournaments.
Yeah.
Like they dropped Legacy support, and a lot of people speculate it's just a business move because the market's too saturated.
Yeah.
It's like, we don't play Legacy anymore. We'll buy all your cards. We'll start doing Legacy again and sell you all your cards back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and all the rest of the crackers, thanks.
For everyone on the podcast had a very dramatic arm motion to a set.
Yeah, there was very dramatic arm motions.
There were a lot of dramatic arm motions.
But
as dramatic as their arm motions
are
going to get around here.
They announced they're not doing Modern Pro Tours anymore, which is fine, because I'm mad at Modern.
You don't like Modern?
I built one deck, and then they banned it.
Yeah. I thought you found a way to work around that, though.
Well, yeah, but it's just the deck isn't as good.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
I made a deck, and then somebody else made a better version of it and broke it.
And then
because I just wanted to play it because it was fun.
A lot of people played the deck at that point.
That's true, they did. It just kind of came out of nowhere, which is too bad.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway.
That's our Magic Minute.
But yeah, we bought a car. It's a weird mix of new stuff, like new features and like old features. Like it still has like manual seats, but it has a backup camera. And I think that's weird. Like, I would have expected it to have power seats at least. I don't know why I expected that, but I did.
Did you hear? Oh, wait. I want to talk about every time we do a podcast, we have to mention the celebrity deaths.
Celebrity deaths.
Alan Rickman died.
Okay, that's been a while. That's been a while.
This week was
Prince, China, that lady from the
Patton Oswalt's wife,
Michelle McNamara. And then that lady from the show. You know the one. The grandma one. She's a mom. Mom one.
I'm still upset about Alan Rickman.
From Everybody
there?
Loves Raymond.
Can we go back to Alan Rickman?
The mom, she died.
Hans Gruber?
No, we're over that one.
That one didn't.
That wasn't this week.
We're over that? We're over Alan.
Yeah.
Remember Love Actually?
We're past Alan Rickman.
Did you know Gary Oldman was British?
Shut up! Listen, I listened to the Nerdist podcast, and I never heard Gary Oldman speak in his natural voice because I never watched the Harry Potter movies. It was a good episode. He cried.
He was real sad.
He cried because he was real good friends
with David Bowie. With some celebrity who died.
And then he died. But yeah, Prince. Minnesota's real up in arms about that because Minnesota doesn't get much.
They get
Prince and
Harmar Superstar.
Minnesota is a flyover state.
And Winona Ryder.
So they get Prince. They have Bob Dylan.
Who doesn't like Minnesota?
Yeah, who doesn't like Minnesota. Prince, I think, was different because he lived in Minnesota. He worked in Minnesota. Like, people knew where his, like, house and estate were.
There was an interview with someone's Oprah, and he says he lives in Minnesota. It's too cold for mean people to live here.
It's true. It is too cold for mean people to live here. What else do we get? Husker Du, I guess?
Winona Ryder.
But don't get much. Yeah, Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder.
But nobody, like,
identifies. That's the most important one.
Nobody identifies Winona Ryder. Chris Pratt, I think, was from... No, he was Iowa.
That's,
he's from the Midwest
that's
somewhere.
That's close enough.
It is. Maria Bamford's from Minnesota. That's why I like her so much.
That's why?
I mean, it's not the only reason.
I thought
reason.
It was because she was just weird and
well, I
weird
do like
places.
That. Part of it is I identify with people who have my accent. So when I hear them, I feel like I'm at home. I just gave you a look like, huh? Like, you know I have an accent. Yes, you do. Sometimes you make fun of me for it.
You just say bagel sometimes.
Because I say bagel, and for some reason people think that's weird, but that's how that word's pronounced.
And you say plague?
Plague.
Right.
I don't... That's how you say that word! But yeah, I don't understand.
I don't know. There's some other ones
I may be being a little loud considering it's 11 p.m.
Oh, you bitch.
Yeah, I don't know. I just gotta say, like, I have an accent, and I feel more comfortable around other people who have the same accent as me.
Don't you know?
And Danny, you're very convincing about that.
Do I have an accent?
Not really. You honestly don't. Mm-hmm. You don't use any of, like, the Pennsylvania slang words or anything
like
either. Like, henna? I heard
henna.
That one.
Henna?
That's a thing.
How do you call it?
And then, what was that one that I told you wasn't a real thing? Darsent.
Darsent.
Not a thing. That's not
real. On a Biantany.
Darsent is apparently, like, you better not.
Yeah, don't do that. You shouldn't do that.
It's not a real thing.
Darsent.
Like, you said it, and I understood what you meant.
Yeah, but it's not a real thing. Everybody in the whole world who says that's real is making it up. Okay. And I know the last time we put this on the podcast, we got some backlash about it.
What,
Darsent? People were like, that's a real thing.
There's another one, too.
I can't think of what it is.
Hrubka.
I know your people say use a lot.
Use.
Not like you guys or use guys. It's just use.
What are yous doing?
Yeah, that's not a real thing to do.
What are yous doing?
My ex's grandma used to say use, and I thought it was the weirdest thing, but she was Canadian, so I thought it was because she was Canadian. It might still be because she was Canadian. You ever been to Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
was it terrible?
We went together.
Yeah, was it terrible, though? Yeah. And was it a little terrible?
They had some bookstores.
Do you remember that the hotel charged us a whole bunch of money? Like, they took out, like, a deposit of, like, $500 or something without warning us, and then we didn't have any money, and I was real mad about it, and then I couldn't buy anything at the crepe store. You had to buy the crepes.
Oh, the crepes were awesome.
Uh-huh. They were pretty good.
Did you see how cute the little thing was on it?
Kawaii crepes.
Yeah.
You guys going to renew your passports?
I have to get a new one. I can't just renew mine.
Oh, that's right, because you did the married
thing. Because I did the married thing. I just haven't gotten around to doing it. I shaved my head again yesterday.
No, I shaved your head.
Well, my head got shaved yesterday.
That's better. That's the correct way to say
that. I probably should get my passport renewed, though, because then we can go to Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Because we'll be moving to Seattle soonish. Who knows when? Nobody knows when.
Vancouver.
And, yeah, we can go visit Vancouver, because it's just Canada, Seattle.
I have friends in Vancouver.
Do you?
Yep.
Do they make movies?
No.
Because that's what I understand people in Vancouver
do.
We
can go see
They do art, though.
They do art?
We can do the X-Files tour in Vancouver.
Is there an X-Files tour?
There has to be, right?
No,
they filmed it in Vancouver,
I know,
right?
They filmed it in Vancouver, but that doesn't mean that there's a tour.
We can find out.
Because I wouldn't even... I'd be like, where'd you guys film fake Okoboji? And then spell it wrong in the show. Because they did spell it wrong.
Yeah.
They spelled it Okoboji. And everybody knows it ends in J-I.
Yeah.
Only everybody in Minnesota knows that.
Iowa, but...
wherever the fuck it is.
People go vacation on Lake Okoboji, which is ridiculous, to be honest. It's really ridiculous.
What else is there? There's no other water.
No.
Yeah.
Minnesota has 11,000 lakes.
Yeah, but
I don't know
lame.
If anybody told you.
10,000?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's actually like 11,000, but... It's like 11,300
They were... Since Minnesota's so nice...
They
underestimated the
it's
amount
called,
of lakes.
Under-promising and over-delivering.
We got about 10,000.
It's a good business
practice. About 10,000 lakes.
Very good Minnesota there.
Oh, you know. It's about 10,000 or so.
We do what we can. We got about 10,000 lakes or so.
That was Kimmy Schmidt, the parents.
They're
sound little Minnesotan.
I think they're South Dakota. I don't remember.
But,
South Dakota.
We kind of share that accent a little bit, though.
Yeah.
Wisconsin's even worse. They get it way stronger than we do. Wisconsin's a whole other world. They're crazy with their accents. But I enjoy it a lot. And like northeastern Minnesota, they kind of get the Wisconsin bit too.
Owen Turtenwald is from West Allis, Wisconsin.
Is he? I don't know where that is. Is it west of Allis, Wisconsin?
It's you know where Minneapolis is?
I do.
It's on the other side. Of like
so
if you
St.
Go,
Paul or
yeah, well if you keep going,
just,
if you keep going,
yeah,
then it's
just still in the cities, but it's
like on the other
it's
side
a Wisconsin
of
suburb instead.
Yeah.
That's a thing that happens sometimes. Do you ever go to Wisconsin before?
Yeah.
What'd you go for?
Drove through it.
Oh, you just drove through it. I meant like two as a destination.
Yes, I went to Madison, Wisconsin for a manager retreat from Pan America.
Ooh, what did you do at a retreat?
We played poker and I won $200 in gift cards for Pan America and I bought a PS3.
Have you been to Wisconsin?
I have. When I was...
How come I don't play poker tournaments?
Story time. When I was 12, 13, something like that, 7th grade-ish.
The worst.
I won a radio contest. So this was during the summer. So it must have been like the summer before 7th grade or maybe before 8th grade. It was the first day of the contest, and you had to go onto their website, and you had to find the Pepsi can, and when you click on it, you win a Pepsi cooler. And I was like, yeah, I won a Pepsi cooler, yeah. We had to drive an hour for me to pick it up, because that was where the radio station was. And then that entered you into, like, a $1,000 prize package, which I won when I was, like, 12. It turns out nobody likes you when you win a prize package when you're 12, because adults could use that stuff. And it had a whole bunch of stuff in it, like jewelry store certificates and, like, betting certificates for Canterbury Downs when I was 12, so I couldn't really do any horse race betting at all.
Oh.
Yeah, Canterbury Downs horse race.
I thought you said betting.
No, betting. Like betting. Like buying a blanket. Like horse straw that they sleep on.
Like wagering.
Yeah, wagering.
Placing a wager.
They had tickets.
I would like to place $100 on the guy who's going to win.
All right. His odds are 5-1.
Okay, I'll take that bet.
That's a horse name. The guy who's going to win. Because it probably is somewhere.
It probably is.
Anyway. And there was like Chanhassen Dinner Theater tickets. Damn, I'm probably never going to go back to Chanhassen. That sucks. I like that place. Chanhassen Dinner Theater.
I don't know what that is.
It's a theater where there's tables and they serve you dinner and then you watch a musical. I've been there a few times.
Musical enough for that.
We used to go with Girl Scouts. I went for The Sound of Music and I went for Carousel and I went for Anything Goes.
If you don't say Little Shop of Horrors or Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
No, I went for Anything Goes and I fell in love with the lead woman.
Or Cannibal the Musical.
And I, like, furiously Googled her afterwards, and I couldn't figure out who she was. And I was real mad about it. She was probably, like, 50.
South Park. The movie.
She was great, though. I legit fell in love with her. Anyway, so among the things that I won in that prize package were some tickets to stuff in the Wisconsin Dells, which proved a bit of a problem, because we were poor at the time. Like, we didn't have any money. So my mom had to pay for us to go, basically, on this trip to do just all this shitty stuff. We won, like...
You paid more money
than we ended up paying more than I won. We did get to go to Noah's Ark, which was a water park, which was fun. But then we also had like a free train ride. It was once.
It's a different one.
It was a fictional boat, and then now it's a water park. Anyway.
It's a fictional water park.
And we went on the ducks, which is always fun. They're like amphibious vehicles. And then the worst part was a free train ride at this like... Western store or something. Really all it was like a little mini train that they had on like a track that went around the outside of the store.
That's awesome.
It's apparently like $10.
My brother won something on the radio once.
Did he? What did he win?
He won tickets to see Richard Lewis at the FM Kirby Center in Wilkes-Barre.
I had tickets to see Alicia Keys at the State Fair, which means my mom also had to pay for us to go to the State Fair.
So we got to go see Richard Lewis when he was like 14.
I don't know who that is.
Have you seen Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No.
Oh.
I mean, a little.
Yeah. He was in the second episode. Mm. He's,
Larry. Is he that guy with the long hair?
Yeah.
Oh, I know who that guy is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who that is.
It's Richard
Lewis. He was, like, a hat comic at the time.
Lewis.
Like, one of the comics is like, what's about the stuff and things?
How about people?
Women, am I right? We're all different. Women and men are different, huh?
White people go like this. Black people go like this. And Asian people do something different.
Don't even get me started on the Jews.
Oh, he's Jewish.
He is Jewish, I know. So. That's because it would have been a self-deprecating joke. And then he probably would have done like a Jew mom voice. You know?
Like, I don't know. How does that go?
Oh, I can't do it. You know me. I can't do voices. Remember that episode we did where I tried to do voices? And I didn't have any voices.
Do a Chewbacca voice.
Oh, no.
Nobody wants to hear that. Do a C-3PO voice.
Nobody wants to hear
that. Do an R2-D2.
Boop, boop.
All right. That's close enough.
That's my best voice, guys. This is why I shouldn't be allowed to be a DM. Because DMs are supposed to, like, do voices.
Yeah, DM voices are pretty good. I was just thinking, Gully. Hi, Gully.
Gully.
You should type on Twitter for the stream. That way, like, when we don't stream, like the last 2 weeks,
oh, yeah, we
like
can,
Maceo know where we are.
We can tweet and tell that Maceo guy, we're okay.
The one guy.
Our one follower.
Oh, yeah, get a Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the group that you're for some reason convinced is going to break up, but it's not.
I didn't even say that.
Yeah, you did.
Nope. I recanted my saying that.
Only because I got mad at you when you said it.
Yeah. It's not up to me.
I'll be too busy crying every Sunday when you guys aren't
Don't cry, Dan. You can make me cry if you cry, so don't cry.
It's not up to me. I'll be there every week.
You're not emotional enough to cry. In public.
I'll be there every week.
I said in public.
I mean, not when I'm sober.
Right. We got there. You don't have any packs to crack because you only have 3 and you have to draft with those.
I'm not drafting anymore.
Oh, you're not drafting anymore? You're mad at it? All right, we're cracking packs.
I have not drafted that set at all yet. I've been busy.
He doesn't like it at all. Here, take one. We'll do pack wars. Three-way pack wars.
Three ways. Okay. Storm Rider Spirit.
Hold on.
Don't look at your rares.
Don't look at your rares.
I already looked. No, I didn't.
God damn it. Dan, you ruined everything. Okay.
Storm Rider Spirit.
Ghostly Wings.
Cathar's Companion.
What do any of these do?
Mine's a ghost man with lamps.
Mine's bad.
Mine pumps someone and makes them fly.
Mine's a bad dog.
I think yours wins. Just
okay, yeah, I win. Give me all the cards.
I don't know why it wins, but it does.
Okay.
Puncturing Light.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Ooh.
Oh, it is.
Lighter of Shilha.
Stern Constipation.
If you refuse to see the light, then you will feel it.
That's I think you win, Holly. That's the best card.
For teachers and alchemists, it's important that work can continue at all hours.
Although I did say that Stern Constable was the
best card. I think we should do this by the best flavor text on the card.
So are all your cards blue or white?
Blue.
Mine's white.
There's only like 2 zombies in the whole set.
The first card.
So our first ones were all blue or white. The second ones were all blue or white. My third one is also blue.
My third one is blue.
Mine is white.
Okay, so the third ones are blue and white.
The first 3 cards are blue and white.
All right. Silent Observer.
Emissary of the Sleepless.
Press for answers.
It's not just a feeling. You are being watched.
Lying onto the battlefield. That's my flavor text.
That's your flavor text.
My answer is, I don't know the answer.
Okay, mine wins, because I'm the only one that has flavor text.
I'm just a zombie. Aww. I don't know.
Ooh, one of my favorite cards.
All right, I have another white card.
I have a black card.
Colorless. Okay, we're into not colored then. Strength of Arms.
Wicker Witch, one of my favorite cards on the set.
Wicker Witch.
Oh, that's a, I thought you had like a prosthetic arm, but it's a sword.
I have a Ghoul Caller's Accomplice. Sense.
We fight not for Avacyn, but for her ideals. Not for the church, but for its people. Thalia, Guardian of Thraben.
I like this one. When there were no more crows to scare, it focuses efforts elsewhere. That's not creepy.
I like scarecrows. I really hope they go back to Shadowmoor.
Are your edges a little beat up again? Because I got a couple here that are a little beat up. It's been pretty bad in the Shadows of Innistrad.
Kind of frayed edges.
Yeah.
I like this card for Madness, or for Delirium, just an artifact creature.
Because it's 2 types in one.
And it trades up.
Yep.
Blood Mad Vampire. She should have brought a napkin. She's wiping some something off her mouth. Probably blood. Because she's a vampire.
Confront the Unknown.
I got a devil. Hulking devil. He's real big.
He's just big? How big?
5'2" big.
Oh, mine's a 4/1.
Mine's an investigate.
Oh, mine gets bigger though. And it's got madness or something. I don't know what any of that means. I think I win.
Okay.
Sure.
Vampire Noble. She's maxing relaxing.
I have wolves. Thornhide wolves.
I got throttle. It's a guy throttling someone.
Your throttle can't kill my Thornhide wolves. They're 4/5.
Her,
It does when I block them.
Dress looks like it's falling down. That's really uncomfortable. They should have tailored this better. No emergency is so dire that it cannot be dealt with elegantly. Olivia Voldaren. I don't win this one. I know I don't win.
What was it? A Vampire Noble.
Lady.
Oh, yeah. She's got a mask. All right, I have Murderous Compulsion.
I have...
Thank you. This blade becomes so hot in my hand, but your blood has quenched it.
It's way better than mine. Mine is Howlpack Wolf, and it says, wolves and werewolves join together for the common cause of the hunt. It's like an encyclopedia.
I like this one. Festival of Volatility. To be honest, I'm not quite sure what's going to happen.
Oh, I don't know how to pick. I like the quenching of the blood.
Your blood has quenched my... Look how happy he is about it.
Oh, he's so happy!
He's so happy murdered this guy.
He was really worried about it, and now he doesn't have to be worried. I have Fork in the Road. This is as far as I go. Beckram, Skiltfolt Escort.
I got Thorn-Eyed Wolves. It has a lot of flavor text I don't want to read.
I have Ember-Eyed Wolf. He's just little, but he has haste.
Well, I probably win because Dance has too much text. There's a balance of text.
Yeah, Fortune of the Road is good. That's good in Delirium as well because it gets two card types in your graveyard.
Epitaph Golem.
Ooh, I wish I had one of those last week.
Many names and many memories bound together in grim purpose.
I got Rancid Rats. Ooh. They're in the walls. Can't you hear them?
Whoa!
I got Equestrian Skill.
I can't hear them. I don't want to hear
them. It's a guy on a horse.
You guys, I learned something today. Do you know there's people who can't visualize stuff in their head?
To what extent?
Like at all. Like, their head's just black. Like, they don't know what a mind's eye is. Like, always thought it was metaphorical.
See, when people say that, it makes me, like, think weird.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, yeah.
Can I visualize stuff? I don't know.
Yeah,
am I doing
you can.
It now? I don't
can
know.
You think of a red triangle? Because that guy can't.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you can. I think I can. He can't. Can you think of a red triangle? If you close your eyes, do you see it? Can you see a red triangle?
No.
Yes, you can.
No, not really.
Can you, when we part from each other, can you remember what my face looks like? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can visualize that. This guy has no visual memory whatsoever. He's like, I have no memories of college.
We're on uncommons now.
Oh, my epitaph golem, though.
Oh. He's uncommon.
I know. I think I had uncommons earlier. Inner struggle.
Flavor text? No. Okay.
Oh, reflect upon your evils lest they reflect upon you. Inquisitor Lairin.
Nahari's machinations. Machinations?
Yeah, machinations.
Sorin, I'm going to take everything from you.
Oh.
Manic Scribe.
You said that so convincingly. I don't think I don't buy it.
She's machinating.
I'm going to need you to rerun that with a little more feeling. And the... what's it called when you tell people to go on a movie?
Action.
Action.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's your line.
Sorin, I'm going to take everything from you.
There we go. That's what I was looking for.
I have Manic Scribe. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have any flavor tags, but she's like, I'm going to mill you, motherfucker.
What does she look like? I don't think she's saying, I'm going to mill you, motherfucker. What does she look like?
She's writing a picture.
She's writing a picture?
But she can't writing get a picture. It right. She can't get it right. So she's writing it again.
Silver Strike. Shield yourself with faith. Arm yourself with silver. Slayer Castine. With too many ends. There's two ends there. You don't need two ends for that.
I got a Briarbridge Patrol. You got a puppy.
I got a puppy.
She's got a puppy.
This is a big puppy with a silver thing in his face.
I have a Forsaken Sanctuary.
Mm.
Prayers will curdle on the tongue and be heard by rocking ears.
Ew.
Sounds like a good time.
Ooh. Bound by Moon Silver. People don't like, burrows don't like having a silver collar on.
Most people don't.
You must pay for your sin in blood. Flameblade Angel.
Ooh. That's a rare.
Mm-hmm. It is rare.
Oh, it's Flameblade.
Biting Rain.
I think I might have gotten ahead of you guys somehow.
On Innistrad, it is seldom wrong to stay indoors.
Yeah, you
I
should
like,
really
I like
stay indoors.
I like being inside.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would survive well.
Oh, I have a
for like
now.
A minute until a werewolf broke into my head.
You probably have a foil or a double flip card.
Drownyard Temple. This is it. All the cryptoliths point here.
Oh.
Because he found it. He figured it out. Jace figured it out. Drownyard Temple.
He just followed them.
Solitary Hunter. Human werewolf. Warrior.
What's
it's a guy
what's it like
who flips over to one of the pack. We have flavor text on this side that says, making a living in Kessig is hard, but I've learned some tricks of the trade. And the back says, when the howl beckons, he cannot resist the urge to join the others.
Cool.
I just got Audric.
Audric's cool. There was no good rares in these. All right.
No.
Or is there?
Well, I would have picked that Flameblade Angel first. Oh, yeah. My rare was the Drownyard Temple.
Oh.
That's pretty good, but...
Gat Staff Arsonist is my flip card. The glow in their eyes reveals more than anger or madness.
I have Autumnal Gloom.
Ooh, Autumnal Gloom.
Into Ancient Equinox.
In terms of intelligence, homunculi are somewhere between humans and scabs. Clever enough to follow more complex orders, but dim enough to not question them.
Fumble fuck.
Ditcher Geralf.
Where did Holly go?
This is a furtive homunculus.
He sure is furtive.
He's a foil.
Ooh, a foil furtive
foil
homunculus.
Foil furtive homunculus. And I have this forest, and I got you this Raging Clue. I had to explain that reference to him, because he didn't know what it meant.
Yeah, people keep telling me about Raging Clues.
He didn't get it, but now he gets it, because I told him.
I think it's dumb.
You could watch the clip. It might
dumb.
Make more sense to you.
Dumb.
Did you watch the clip?
Still dumb.
Okay, well, I'm glad we had that
dumb.
Conversation.
Dumb.
I think you're dumb. You've been affected.
All right. Your grape.
Your grape? That's it. No, you can't just end there. You can't end on your grape.
Everybody who listens, you're all grapes.
We're going to David Cross this weekend. Next weekend. Next weekend.
What day is it?
Saturday.
If you need to talk, if you want to see us, we'll be at David Cross Show.
On Saturday. My sister was real sad because she gave up something row seats for different row seats. She was real sad about it.
I don't even know who that is.
He was on that show.
He was
a lawyer.
With the beard.
Yep.
Yeah, he's that guy. He's done like a million other things.
Ooh, Kimmy Schmidt.
Did you ever see, was he in Arrested Development?
Yeah.
Was he like a main person in Arrested Development?
He was Tobias Funke.
He was a never nude.
He blew himself, I think. That he happened did, once. I know something about that. I haven't seen Arrested Development except like the last season. But
the last season is crazy.
Yeah. I've heard it's the worst season.
I haven't seen the last couple seasons.
You know, it's something.
Just like Breaking Bad. I didn't see the last season of Breaking Bad.
You should do that.
Unbreakable.
It really wraps it up real nice. The tight package. Nice tight package.
So I guess I'm not drafting anymore because I opened up all my packs.
Don't you have store credit?
No.
No, I think you ran through all that.
I ran through it by doing some
pre-release in a game day, I think. Something like that.
Yeah. Anyway, we're done.
You sold all your magic cards. You sold like most of your magic cards. An hour and a half. You mean 35 minutes?
Yeah.
That's very nearly an hour and a half.
My head is sweaty, you guys. It's real weird.
He's got a little Tasiger necklace still.
He does.
He's like, this is mine now.
I like his Tasiger necklace. We should get that playmat with what's his face? The Brian Kibler reclining playmat.
Brian Kibler. That's his man crush.
Uh-huh.
Hey, this is what you get him for his birthday.
Yeah. Dude, get it. When's his birthday?
November.
Oh, get it now.
I was going to say, I don't know.
Check that out.
Yeah.
Playmat, bro.
Someone had that at the card
shop. So good.
This is the best.
Lounging Brian Kibler.
He's like, this is my playmat.
Luke has a vanilla ice card signed by LSV.
Nice.
That's ridiculous.
And he has MC Hammer one signed by LSV.
We have... I think LSV signed a bunch of cards for the Vegas Grand Prix, but I don't remember which ones he signed.
Not that guy.
All right, we probably should, like...
Yeah, I'm trying to leave, but you won't.
Well...
No, you can never leave.
You couldn't just leave with your grape.
Your grape. Okay, aren't you glad to be grape?
Banana.
Oh, shit.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.